Welcome to TD Daily News, your important travel updates from around the world. I'm Steve Collins, and this is the travel update for the 30th of November. All arrivals into the UK from overseas will have to take a day two PCR test from today, Health Secretary Sajid Javid confirmed. It means they are required to isolate until a negative result. Any personal contact with a case of Omicron will require a spell of isolation, even those who are fully vaccinated. The red list has now expanded to 10 African countries with cases of the Omicron variant. Another new measure announced at the weekend by Boris Johnson is the return of masks in public. Masks are mandatory in shops and on public transport. It comes as a third case of Omicron was identified in the UK. Ponant has opened sales for its Northern Hemisphere Summer 2023 program. It features several itineraries aimed at rediscovering Europe, including the Mediterranean, Atlantic, and Northern Europe. A total of 59 sailings are planned aboard 8 small ships. The company will set sail with 41 luxury expeditions and luxury yacht-style voyages to the Mediterranean with 16 different itineraries. There are also 18 departures in the Atlantic and Northern Europe. More than a dozen are proposed from Ireland to the Canary Islands via Norway's fjords. Asia Digital Engineering, a wholly owned subsidiary of the AirAsia Group, has completed its first installation of Inmarsat's GX Aviation in-flight broadband solution. The installation, completed aboard an AirAsia Airbus A320 aircraft, marks an important milestone in Asia Digital Engineering's ambitions to become the preferred GX aviation installation partner for airlines in Southeast Asia, starting with AirAsia. Today's digitally focused always-on passengers expect an in-flight broadband experience comparable to that they enjoy at home or in the office. That means for airlines, a resilient and reliable high-speed connectivity service is a significant brand differentiator. According to the newest edition of the UNWTO World Tourism Barometer, international tourist arrivals increased by 58% in July-September compared to the same period of 2020. However, they remained 64% below 2019 levels. Europe recorded the best relative performance in the third quarter. In August and September, arrivals were at minus 63% compared to 2019, the best monthly results since the start of the pandemic. The uplift in demand was driven by increased traveller confidence amid rapid progress on vaccinations and the easing of entry restrictions in many destinations. In Europe, the EU digital COVID certificate has helped facilitate free movement within the European Union, releasing large pent-up demand after many months of restricted travel. Arrivals were only 18% below the same period of 2020, yet still 69% below 2019. The Americas recorded the strongest inbound results in January-September, with arrivals up 1% compared to 2020. The Caribbean recorded the strongest results by subregion, with arrivals up 55% compared to the same period in 2020. Despite recent improvements, uneven vaccination rates around the world and new COVID-19 strains could impact the already slow and fragile recovery. The economic strain caused by the pandemic could also weigh on travel demand, aggravated by the recent spike in oil prices and disruption of supply chains. That's our TD Daily News podcast for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Click below for more updates and see you soon.